Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com! Abraham Lincoln.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Man, you weren't here the other day.
What?
We lost another Luff Balloons on your watch.
Who?
Rosalind Carter.
No, I know.
Yeah. We lost another one.
We were going to maybe add that to a Carter corner because does he die soon now?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
He dies by Christmas.
So you say.
No.
Yeah.
So you
He's
say.
He's going to die on Christmas Eve,
way,
snuggled up underneath the tree.
Nope. Nope.
No. Politicians make it to 100.
No.
He's finally single.
No. Look, the politician thing, you could be right on that. So Kissinger just died last night. He made it to a full hundo.
Mm-hmm.
Eaten only what, schnitzel and something else, sausage. That's what it was.
Tale as old as time, right? Like every one of our grandparents was like, I ate biscuits and drank vodka and smoked cigarettes till I was 100.
Bathing gravy every
yep.
day. You know
what, Bob?
What do we got, Bob?
Jesse, is this worse than Prince Philip for you?
Oh boy, that was at the funeral. Oh boy. Oh Jesse, look at it. Look deep into his mouth.
Well, I have to go side by side.
His,
I don't know.
His resting face is a dentist's dream. It's just wide open like that, you know? It's just,
Oh,
no.
Listen, I'm still going to go with he never dies.
No, no.
Just never.
He's got 1 foot in the grave and another in a penal field.
Nah, dude.
Dancing. What?
Put a hammer in his hand. He's going to be fine.
Yeah.
He's gonna build the.
If I had a hammer, I'd build your.
Stop.
House. That's a real fucking song, dude.
I know, but the way you're singing it
is lovely, and
it's
it deserves its recording quality.
Right, I know.
So here's
the recording quality. I got two profile picks, right? The same angle almost. Jimmy.
Yep.
Jimmy.
Okay.
Prince. Jimmy. Prince.
Yeah.
Same
you just
age.
Got Luft ballooned.
Two Same Luft age. Balloons, dude. Mm. Oh.
It's not a good enough picture of Jimmy, though.
I know.
That almost seems doctored.
I mean, I can go to...
How is it doctored? What, do they put too much white makeup on?
No, I mean, look at this. Look, the one you just pulled
before
this.
No.
He's not alive there, is he?
Is he? Did he pass away right there?
Just a quick nap.
Guys, what's
the afterlife?
He's praying.
What's the point, guys?
I don't know. So here's what I told them. I said, look, if your wife goes after 70, I think we're married for 77 years,
mm-hmm.
just go ahead and hop on in that casket with her and snuggle
what
up.
What if he gets some like rejuvenation because he's like, I'm finally, let me just have one fling.
Actually, Joel, will you make a meme of Jimmy Carter's Tinder profile now that he's single?
Oh, boy.
Joel.
Joel, do it. Tinder profile with the with mouth wide open. Let's see that one, and that'll be the face, and we can all celebrate it. But you weren't here for that, Jesse. I wanted to, at the top of the show, so we missed you for that show.
Yeah.
But it was going on live, and we covered it pretty thoroughly on Drinking Bros, I'd say.
Did you?
I think we spent a good 38 minutes just on that alone, and we sent out our regards.
Oh, no.
For you and us.
Set an over-under. I think Ross said
Christmas.
New Year's.
Yeah, I said New Year's. So the over-under on days that he will live, Bob said a year.
I think, honestly,
I said New Year's. Delco said December 7th.
No, I think I said like 13th or something.
Oh, the 13th.
We'll have to look at the tape.
Yeah. I'm starting to think he might hit like 102.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm serious. Yeah. Like, I have so much faith in this guy.
He looks spry. Now, again, if you're comparing him to Philip, I think you're absolutely right, Bob. I think he can get back out there. I think he's...
I thought Kirk Douglas died, though, right?
Gosh.
Yeah, I just want to show you like Kirk Douglas before he died.
Oh, that's right. I mean, it's identical. It's that's the resting.
This is a Patreon, right?
99.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, of course it is. God,
Jimmy looks better, actually.
Jimmy looks better. And Kirk was older.
I know.
Guys,
I know.
Kirk was older by what, a year in this pick?
Kirk died like 10 something. Like, he was a couple years over 100.
Did he make it to 101?
I think it's when you get work done at a certain age, right? Then once you get to the.
Yeah. It all falls down.
The mouth
down.
Wide open. It looks weirder than Carter, who has probably not done anything, right? Yeah.
Kirk was 104.
Wow.
God bless. Yeah. Dude, fucking Carter can beat that, right?
And
Bob?
He's dead, right?
Kirk Douglas is dead. Okay. Jimmy Carter is alive and well.
No.
Today, right now. Check back in an hour.
I'm just
if he
saying.
He makes it to the end of this show, it'd be a fucking miracle.
He's gonna. I still don't think you should feel confident that you're gonna outlive Jimmy Carter.
Yeah,
me?
Like no one should.
Oh, I don't.
Literally, no one.
I look. I almost died in that fog this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was thick out here in Austin today.
I mean, what
real thick?
What honestly sounds more likely to you? Okay, Jimmy Carter passes away in his sleep over the next 2 weeks, or you get so angry that you go up to hit the wet air conditioners on our roof with a wrench, electrocute yourself, and die.
The latter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Bob, I really do treat every day as it's a gift. And I can't believe it when I rest my head on my pillow and I'm like, holy shit, I lived through this today.
Made it another day.
Yes.
Although.
Genuinely.
What is a wrench? Can you tell me?
Yeah.
Which one is the wrench?
I'm the handiest fucking person of all time, dude. I'm a carpenter. I'm a lot like Jesus. Or Harrison Ford. He was a carpenter.
You guys,
too.
That would be a fun game, maybe for the Christmas show, is we get a box, a toolbox, and we name a tool, and Ross has to walk over to the toolbox. Nobody helps him, and he has to pick out that exact tool.
Grab the Phillips head, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Test me.
It'd be like wrench,
test me.
Pliers.
Test me. I know all of it. But I don't know how to use the equipment. I like watching the NHL too, but I don't know how to play professional hockey. You know what I'm saying? So nobody's saying that I can do it.
Right.
I know what it is. Nobody's saying that I can do it great, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I can hang up something. It's just going to be crooked and all fucked up, you know?
I know.
Nobody wants any of that.
You know.
You got to know your strengths and weaknesses in this life. I've said it for years on this program. Then you'll save everybody a lot of fucking time.
Right.
That's all you got to do is just be honest about your shit. There's things that I'm great at. There's things that I'm poor at. Like today, another air conditioner's out or heat back or whatever the fuck it is. That guy showed up, couldn't do it. There's a drizzle here that happened maybe 5-6 hours
ago. It's a little bit wet out there. I can't really. How many in Texas, by the way?
Yep.
Can you not work on an air conditioner if it's
no one
a little
works
bit drizzle
in Austin, Texas? No one.
I guess
everybody
has
quiet.
He
quit.
Was playing on my dumbness too a bit, where he was just like, "Oh yeah, you can't get a reading if it's wet."
No, no.
A reading of what?
At this point, if you don't physically have a family member that can do whatever you need
right.
in your home or office here in Austin, Texas, it ain't getting done, friends. I mean, look, if the toilets went out, I'd be this close to going and digging a fucking hole in the backyard and taking a shit in it.
Right.
That's where we are. Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know? No one can do anything.
Right.
Unless you know a guy, and then that guy's going to charge you $12,000 to change a fucking light bulb. So I understand it, and I knew that was going to happen today.
Right.
In no way, shape, or form did I think I was going to walk in here today and be like, oh, man, they did a great job. I'm exactly the temperature I was at birth.
I don't know.
Not a fucking prayer, dude.
You did have these to losers. Turn the air on.
When?
Just now.
Oh, yeah. Turn the air on. She means open up the door and prop it open to get the air.
Oh, I thought you were turning the air conditioner.
Sure didn't, friends. We had to. That's in another room down the hallway. No, we got the door open today. I'm sweating a little bit. We're going to make this an R. Kelly show. Let's get nasty today. Let's get a little grimy today, kids.
Let's do it.
First off, let's talk about Gare Bear. Oh, the devastation of the not-so-golden bachelor. Man, it was a fun story. We were all in. You and I watched. We teared up. We were emotional. Yeah. So emotional, in fact, that we had to turn off the goddamn television because I couldn't watch anymore. I felt bad.
Yeah.
I think within, no lie, 60 to 90 seconds, both of us kind of welled up, and it was like, oh man, he's such a nice person. I really do hope he finds the love of his life.
Right, but then it went from that to like, why am I watching like older people like...
Here's why you're watching older people do it. Because
but
the
I'm
ratings
saying,
were so fucking high.
That's insane
to
me.
I know.
Making these like widowers to like be in the bachelorette mansion and fight with each other and stuff. It was like...
Ratings. It doesn't matter what's going on. As long as the ratings dictate success, who fucking cares? I mean, the next one, shit, they'll be chopping off limbs. Calling it full fucking quad, dude.
They
and it's
have, like,
everybody's quadriplegic in the house and they're trying to meet the love of their life.
They all have hearing aids.
It's all fucked.
You could like see
it. It's all fucked. I know. But it's all apparently part of a ruse, a bit. And thank God the people at The Hollywood Reporter. It's just a classic staple in Hollywood history. They're able to just track down every single motherfucker in this guy's life. To prove that he's a liar, he's not the Golden Bachelor, and he's been telling fibs out of school here to kind of get you. We'll start with the first one. Was he married for 44 years and then his wife died?
Yes.
Yes, that did happen.
That did happen.
Okay. Now, for me, once I make that phone call as the reporter, the Hollywood Reporter, I hang up the phone, and I don't want to know anything else after that.
Right.
In my opinion... For Gare Bear, you're all good in this life. If you've been married for 44 years, we're a pretty stand-up dude, had a good marriage, and then your wife died. Not a lot you can do. I don't really give a shit what you wanted to do with the last 10 years of your life after that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the Hollywood Reporter didn't stop there. No. Fuck this guy. Fuck this old man. Let's rip out his hearing aids, throw him on the ground, and piss on him. We're not done. We're not done. We're going to track down every single person in his fucking life and figure this out. Let's get to the bottom of it and ruin someone's life today. It's exactly what they did. So they tracked down this girl in Podunk, nameless town, Indiana. And they were like, hey.
Sorry.
Did you work for Gary or? Oh, are they from Indiana?
Yeah.
Sorry
about
that.
I was about to say, that's where they're from.
I mean, calm down.
It's not that. I just don't know the name in Indiana. If you can find it,
well, the
great.
First thing I said when they said they were from Indiana, I was like, oh, I just did Jim Jones last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of your own.
I believe he was, this is no lie. He was retiring to Lake Long Hook or Big Hook or something out there in Indiana, build his dream house and all that other stuff. And then his wife dies. He was retired, and he was getting ready to go back to Indiana proud. Proud. But I want to point that out
big,
to our listeners.
Big Hot and Long Lake.
Was that what it was called?
No, it's called Big Long.
Big Long Lake is where it is. Everybody knows that lake. It's super famous.
Is that a real lake?
Sure is.
And big Long
Lake? He
built
his dream house for him and his wife, his bride of 44 years to retire in. Lovely story. But after she dies, they had to call every single fucking place that he worked, talk to,
The Bachelor.
And dig up. No, this was Hollywood Reporter. The Bachelor was cool with it. They were like, hey, bro, you went through that soft 44 there, or the hard 44, I should say, because he's still laying the wood here, this guy. And you deserve whatever we can possibly give you here, and hopefully you make a little scratch off of it, right? But no, they dug up some girl who was working... at the old company he was at or whatever the fuck it was. And they were like, oh, well, I started dating Gary a little bit afterwards and ended up living with him for like 10 months. And they were like, well, cool. Well, what happened after that? Well, something went wrong in the relationship and he didn't want to be with me anymore. And he said I had to be out of the house by the end of the year or whatever. And it was just like, okay, so you guys dated for 10 months and it was a standard breakup and then you had to leave. Sorry that you moved from wherever you guys were to this dream house that was supposed to be for him and his dead wife of 44 years.
Right.
And they're just pressing her in this article, like, how bad was he? And she was like, well, you know, things did progress pretty quickly and I guess I should have seen some form of sign. What sign was that? That a dude in his fucking 60s just lost his wife and was trying to move on and date somebody else? Well, now that's not what The Bachelor said. And The Bachelor said he's was too heartbroken and has never dated before.
Right.
Oh, Gear Bear. God damn it. Why did you have to lie to us? You know?
It was a 3-year relationship.
No. Oh, who cares? I don't care. I don't care about any of it.
An attractive 14 years his junior. Makes her what, 60?
Yeah, exactly.
65.
Oh, 62.
Child bride.
Yeah. Amber Alert. Somebody get your child. I mean, come on.
Silver alert.
I'll let you guys pick through this article if you want to. I'm not going to go too hard on this guy, but there was another girl who's like, we dated briefly too. And they were like, and did something else happen? They were like, no, but I felt that he was leading the audience on by saying he'd never dated. And then I was the silent woman. Guess what, bitch? You still could have been silent. If you wouldn't have opened your fat fucking mouth to the Hollywood Reporter, now you're trying to get a little taste too. So maybe they'll bring you back for the reunion show, sit your fat ass right down on the couch and say, what was it like dating Gary? Gary lied to us. We didn't know on The Bachelor. Jesse Palmer can act disappointed. We can all have frownsies or whatever. Or we can leave this guy the fuck alone, pick some whore out of the house, move on with his life. Hopefully he's got some Viagra left and he can keep boning for another 5 to 10 before he craps out like old Jimmy Carter will too in about 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, didn't really need this story in my life.
By the way, Jimmy Carter will outlive this man.
He will not.
Yes.
Outlive Gare Bear. All right. Have you seen how fit he is on this show? God damn it. It's impressive.
They throw some self-tanner on him.
They should have on Jimmy too.
Daily.
Jimmy don't need it.
Yeah. Jimmy does need it. Jimmy's bitches.
Yeah, I don't.
Better be wearing Jimmy's.
I don't think I've read an article with like fewer bombshells.
Yep.
Than this, where it's like, oh, and nothing happened.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, it's absolutely insane to me.
And then this motherfucker has to like,
yeah, dude,
make a statement.
Yeah. Did he make a statement? Did he do that already?
I guess he's like, I don't know. Trying to, explain what happened.
Okay.
Explain the failures in his past, he's calling it.
Oh, God. God damn it. Don't do it, man. Just live your life, bro.
Just have him say that what happened, like he when he said he hadn't been kissed or whatever, that was just his emotional truth.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah, it didn't feel like
he had
been kissed.
Let's go full 2023.
Yeah.
That emotional truth was that. He felt like he hadn't been kissed or whatever.
Sure, he'd had the physical act of kissing.
Physically put his penis in another woman's mouth.
Yeah.
But emotionally, the emotional truth is his penis, his mouth, his butt, whatever.
Yep. We're still over that grave
the
site
butt?
Of his dead wife. Yeah. She said she put a finger in his ass, I guess. I don't know. The article got pretty intense at that point, and I kind of checked out, but... Man, I mean, what are we doing anymore? What the fuck are we doing anymore with all this stupid shit? It's absolutely crazy, man. I don't hire the guy. I do a better background check. Like, I do something. He said he had to go through an FBI search in this goddamn thing.
Look, there's nothing.
And a polygraph.
But there's nothing in this.
No, who cares? Don't apologize. Oh, shit. Joel did it. Jimmy, 99, 3 miles away. Only message me if you have cocaine. Thanks. Yeah, recommend Jimmy to a friend.
Thanks.
Text me that, Joel.
Oh, wait, so you just really made it?
Yeah, he just did it right now.
Oh, we thought you were going to Photoshop or something. No, he. Now you can really date this guy.
You can really date Jimmy 3 miles away. I'm okay. Sure there is one.
Look, man.
I'm sure there's an old white man down the street in Texas.
Look,
who's
man.
99
Joel
years
goes
old.
The extra mile.
Joel, see if you can get verified.
Oh, Jimmy Carter verification, dude. Be so good. Be so good. We got another one out of a wheelchair, by the way. We do have one person who is a piece of shit today.
Okay.
So Ryan Shazier, I don't know if you remember this story, but he was the guy who was briefly paralyzed on the football field for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh.
They stopped the game. He's also got alopecia. You know, he's married.
Going through it, as, huh?
Well, he was. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. then he learned to walk again, talk again, move on his own. He got all the things back. Mm-hmm, he beat mm-hmm. the odds. It was an incredible story.
Mm-hmm.
So one man of the year and all that other stuff. Well, turns out his wife says that she's been cheated on by him and then just blasted the text messages everywhere. Bob, if you could pull up those text messages, that would be great. I didn't read them exactly yet because I wanted to do it live on air and kind of get a fresh
take. Is this
for the that.
Like nurse or caregiver?
Who?
The person that he cheated.
You know, that's
with.
A great question.
Because that was... what is his name?
Who?
Hawking. That was his deal.
Oh, yeah.
Where he was like, look, and I sort of understood that, where it's like, my wife doesn't want to take care of me like a nurse.
We don't know that that was the answer, but sure, you know?
Why not have, but you know what I mean?
Allegedly.
The best of both worlds.
Allegedly, his penis had still worked, right?
No, it was his pinky.
Oh, it was his pinky? So
yes.
His penis didn't work?
No.
Okay.
But still, the pinky was lady, no? Pinky was all those two lovebirds needed.
Hawking had it down.
You sure yep. did, dude. You sure did.
If that was the only thing on you that worked, you'd
yeah.
You'd make
be
it work.
Good at it, right? It work, yeah.
You'd make it work.
Okay,
oh!
Anyways, what's this?
Yeah, can you read the text messages there, Bob?
Yeah, it goes from pretty innocuous flirting.
Sure.
Oh, by the way, she says she's a lawyer.
Oh,
okay.
And then he's like, oh, wow, you're a lawyer and a beat writer and a world traveler. So I don't know what if she's a journalist or a lawyer or fucking what.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of whatever. They're just kind of going back and forth. Yeah, I only show what I want people to see, but I don't so much of my life. She says, I'm the same way. Hence the close friends. LOL. Some people get a little bit more and I'm genuinely a really private person. Then he asks, like, are you back in Columbus? You know, he says, I live in Pittsburgh, but I'm actually in your neck of the woods today and tomorrow. I'm not going to lie. One day you post something in IDM and unsent, LOL. I think I was trying to be cautious. And then she's like, oh, shoot, you are really? What are you doing in Columbus? Blah, blah, blah.
Sure. You know, there's nothing. It's more uncomfortable for me to, like, hear, like, innocuous, like, you know, text back and forth than just like straight up sexting, right? Like there's something so uncomfortable about two people, especially these two, right?
Yeah.
Just kind of like just skirting the issue and acting like
so did
that's
he actually
more
boner?
Uncomfortable to me. We were just going through the text.
Yeah, but did he actually boner? What's happening here?
Yeah, so I'll try to get to there. She posted a lot of text messages.
So she's the one that
eventually.
Posted.
Here's what I guess he sent to her. Maybe
ultimate guide to anal sex
for women.
Okay, sure.
And then blow by blow, a step by step guide on how to get blowjobs so explosive that he will be willing to do anything for you.
Oh, okay.
And then she's sending him
fairly innocent still.
She's sending in some pics, you know, my trip from Mexico. And then, you know, they're just still flirting a little more.
Sure.
Uh-oh, here they are together.
Oh! What a great reveal, Bob. Way
and
to
he's
go.
Standing.
He's standing. He can walk now. And as soon as he got out of that wheelchair, he was like, man, fuck this bitch.
But it's kind of like the pandemic, right? In that, like, certain things in life will show you... what you know
what you're made of,
like having to hang out with your what you know yeah. what I mean, having to hang out with your spouse during the pandemic really showed people like, oh no, we're not, this is not good.
It
right
expedites the process.
It
yes
did, yeah.
So like probably yeah. being stuck in a wheelchair and needing your wife to take care of you, that's a real test.
Oh yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
Of a relationship.
Absolutely.
And can we make it through anything? And is this the right thing?
Literally, my neighbor got divorced because of COVID. My old neighborhood.
Like, so did Hugh Jackman. That was in his divorce statement.
Who among us?
That was actually in his statement of the divorce for Hugh Jackman, was that it was COVID when I figured out there was problems.
Right. But yeah. So I'm sure being stuck in a wheelchair will really make you. You really got to sit with it, so to speak. Do you know what I mean? Like, with your life and what it's like to depend on this person.
Yeah, but the problem is this. He's been out of that wheelchair for a couple years now. So it wasn't as if he hopped on up.
How long was he in the wheelchair?
What did that go on, Bob? 2.5 years, probably?
I mean, I don't know. It wasn't a quick rehab.
It wasn't a quick rehab. Yeah, it was bad.
And he was married then.
He had to retire for the NFL.
He was married then?
Yeah, he was married to her.
Yeah, I think they might be like college sweethearts. Yeah, she was a college basketball player.
For Ohio State.
Okay.
They went to Ohio State. So, yeah. Sad, but it's weird. This is only the second case that I can remember of somebody in a wheelchair actually just hopping right back up and saying, hey, I'm out of here.
Like, what was the other one?
Hawking.
Yeah. Yeah, but he didn't hop up.
He hopped up in his mind. He was in
his
space.
His pinky
a lot.
Hopped up.
Yeah. He was in space.
As soon as his pinky started working, he was like, I'm fucking out of here.
Freedom! Yeah,
and
dude.
He fucking wheeled down.
Hawking. Yeah. I'll see you later, bitch. I got to go. Oh. And then he probably couldn't get that pinky off the letter O at that point. And that's just a guess. I don't know. I wasn't in the room.
You
that
should
day.
Add Hawking to your repertoire.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We can also add Crime Solver to my repertoire as well. Mm. Solved a crime today. Feel pretty good about it. Hall and motherfucking Oates. This one's actually darker than I thought, dude. I was with Oates. We all know this. Look at the stash. I'm an Oates guy.
You're flip-flopping?
I'm an Oates guy, man.
Were you with Daryl before?
It hasn't. Hear me out.
I think you're setting up for a flip-flop.
Hear me out here. Here's why I am. So, now I'd said this on another program. Not sure if it was this one or another. Whatever. But I always found it creepy that a man in his 60s or 70s had blonde hair. Like mm-hmm. Daryl Hall.
Sure.
So I just assumed he was the piece of shit, right?
Yeah,
he's
also
the one who filed the lawsuit and everything else. And I was like, man, why would you do that to your brosif?
Yeah.
Why do that to Johnny Oates?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if his name is John Oates, by the way, but either way. Is it? Johnny Oates got a great ring. I hope it is.
John.
Let's do it.
Daryl Hall it. And
John Oates? Yeah. Let's
and
do
Edward,
Johnny Oates.
Edward Oates.
Edward James Oates Moats.
Yeah.
So this one got I was all in on Oates. This one got fucking dark this morning. It turns out he was pissed off that I guess Oates owns half the publishing rights.
Both.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's a 50-50 split.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like in those contracts, it's a 50-50 mm-hmm. split. Now, you have the right to do whatever you want with the 50%.
Mm-hmm.
He fucking sold him.
He wanted to. I think this is blocking it.
Who? Well, this is blocking it now.
This
lawsuit is blocking it now.
So he wanted to share. He wanted to sell his
rights, and Oates or Daryl Hall was like, "Hey, bro." He goes, "You didn't tell me. I didn't know about it. You lied to me." And he goes, "Also, once I found out and they informed me of what was going to happen, because obviously they're going to call him." He goes, "I don't know who this company is, and I don't really trust this." And he goes, "Now I'm going to be stuck to work with these motherfuckers forever." And he's like, well,
it's not going to be forever.
I'm
sorry. I hate to tell you.
If Carter's living to Luff Balloons, he can too. He's got another 20 left in him, 25. He's on tour right now. Right now he's on tour.
Who is? Oates?
No, Hall. Oates has been sued and he can't do anything, Jesse. Okay?
But Hall has always been fucking dictator to Oates. Like Oates would be on tour too and he would like not be able to sing the classics and Daryl would get all pissed always.
Bent out of shape.
It's like, listen guys, there's maybe two. We are on Patreon today.
Yeah, we are.
What are we really talking about here?
You've lost your entire
Maneater. I know. I know there's a couple.
A million hits of Hall & Oates. Bob, we're on Patreon today. Fuck it. Fire it up. Fire up Spotify.
This is just
have you guys not
done this?
Let's
change our end of the year wrap up here on Spotify. No, we haven't done the Hall & Oates list yet. The hit list, so to speak. There might even be too many for one program today. We might have to do another full program on their entire catalog here.
I just want to say, like, I just feel like Hall is the dick. And Oates has been abused by him their entire...
Sexually?
No, just abused, controlled.
I don't buy any of that, but yeah.
Little Oates? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I know this one.
What I want, you got happy.
That's going to be on a Depends commercial now.
Yep, dude, it sure is.
And it's just like shaking butts with the like, can't even see the diaper in there.
I just like that these guys are like the dive bar Simon and Garfunkel, like your aunt that still smokes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
I feel attacked, but okay.
Banger. That's a banger. That's in an Ozempic
commercial. Maneater, I know. What's the other one?
No, play Maneater for the people, no, dude. Don't assume that the audience
Who
knows everything.
Who doesn't know Maneater?
Play 10 tunes, if it's named that tune. Oh, shit. Yeah. Fire up the motorcycle. Dad's smoking in the garage again.
Look, this song.
He's drinking gin warm out of a baby cup. Don't bother him today.
This is what your dad's in the garage, actually.
For sure.
Working out to this.
Well, and you're like, you're asking your dad why he and mom got divorced. He puts this song on, lights a cigarette, cracks open a Budweiser.
Yeah.
And says nothing else, just lets it play.
And all he says is, when
your
old
mom
enough,
was a bitch.
I'll tell you about your mom.
Yeah.
You know, kind of gives a fucking look
okay,
away.
Okay, that's enough. I mean, it's Maneater. We get it.
No, we sure don't. Let's go to the next one.
I'm telling you, I don't.
Shut your mouth. You'll know.
I feel like Oates right now.
Oh, come on. She's a rich girl, rich girl. Can you hit the high ones? You can rely on your old man money.
Is that what that video is of him in the fur coat?
Yes, Jesse.
This is not Hall & Oates, is it?
You're fucking Hall & Oates, right? It is. Shit. Come on, Hall & Oates out of the studio.
They have hits.
Hits. Go to the next one. We already know Rich Girl.
Well, the next one is probably seasonal because it's their version of Jingle Bell Rock, but let's go anyway.
It's appropriate. Yeah, it's appropriate for the time, isn't it?
It is the season.
Bo-do, boom, boom. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock. Oh, look at that. 43 billion streams on Spotify. I just made that up. All right, let's go to the next one, Bobby.
Kind of close, really.
Very close.
Out of time? Is this out of time?
You're
out of touch.
I'm out of time. Fuck you. I don't have to live in your house.
Oh, dude, I identify with Oates so hard. Just in my life. All right, what's next? This is a great one.
No shit.
Stop fucking yelling at me, Daryl
awesome,
Hall,
dude.
God.
Oates, get your shit together.
I mean.
Look at that little sack of Oates over there, dude. Get your shit together.
I already forget who's who.
I know. Because I've got the mustache.
The one that's getting abused is Oates. You can,
Which, is that the white guy or the white guy?
It's the white guy.
With the mustache or the no mustache?
It's mustache. It's shorty little. It's little. You can think of it as little Oates. He's the little one.
So Oates has the mustache?
Yes, and is 5 foot.
What's
maybe
the name
4'9"?
Of this song, Bob? I'm going to be honest here. I don't know this one.
This is Sarah Smile.
I don't know it. Go to the next one. Go to the next one. What do we got there? Oh, fuck you. I know that.
So
I can name that tune at three. Is this I can't go for that?
Yeah.
Daryl Hall was like, all right, you can sing Sarah Smile. You know what I mean? Like
He gave him one.
Yeah.
And here, go sing this.
Nobody
Oates.
Knows it. Yeah. Well, good luck selling out on Sarah Smile.
Yeah. Look at my little sack of Oates over there. I love it. I love
what
it.
What happened?
What happened, Bob? Did we lose contact with the outside world?
No, he just.
Thank God, dude.
Yeah. He just didn't know that you wanted to go through the entire.
No, it's fine. But we all know this, right? Can we all agree that we know
great.
And love this song?
I would
all
love
right, next
to move
one.
On.
Bob, let's go to the next one here.
Oh, he's looking for a song. What's this?
He's pulling up a Major League reference.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Like,
oh.
This is the woman you make love to while Hall & Oates is playing.
It sure is, dude. When Roger Dorn's out of town.
Yeah.
Oh, Wow. This is Private Eyes, right? Nailed it. Weird that I know so many Hall & Oates songs. I don't have one of these fucking downloaded, but keep going. What's the next one? What we got?
Almost through their top 10. This is number 9.
Oh, shit. Is this from Anchorman?
I can't wait. What is this?
She's Gone. Isn't this when him and Veronica break up in Anchorman? I've seen this movie way too many times, I think.
Maybe?
Yeah. And then he's walking the streets drinking milk and shit.
Oh, is it? I thought that was Afternoon Delight.
No, Afternoon Delight is the one they're singing in the newsroom. Yeah, skip ahead, Bob.
Acapella.
Skip it. No. Not to the next song.
Yes, to the next song.
In that song. All right, you go to the middle there. She's gone. Yeah.
She's gone.
She's gone. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, nailed it. God damn, I'm on fire today. What else we got there? What's the next one?
Number 10, Kiss on My List.
Oh, shit.
Kiss, your kiss is on my list. You think you're king?
And I turn off the lights. Is that it? Son of a bitch.
Look, I knew this was going to be annoying for everyone, but
it's not at all. They're having the time of their lives here today.
I like
we provided that.
No, I mean everyone listening. It's like, yeah, of course. Everyone's gone through the Hall & Oates down the Yeller Brook.
Yeah, we did it though.
And it is John Oates, by the way.
Is it?
You were right, yeah.
Johnny Oates, son
you
of a
really
bitch.
Do
How do
know
I know
your...
so much about this band? It's pretty incredible, isn't it? Classic yacht rock.
Yeah, I do feel so like Daryl Hall is your idol, and you run your life and your business the same way that he does, with an iron fist.
No,
yeah.
I like a Russian police officer. I'm stern, but I'm fair. Oates.
God. Oates, keep it
Everybody's got a little sack of oats in their life they got to keep in line, you know?
I just don't get why, like, Daryl Hall can go solo and play all of it, but Oates can't. Like, did they not?
No, he can.
No, he said
he can do that.
No, he said he couldn't.
Now
that was part of the abuse. No, that was part of the abuse before.
No.
Where he would get pissed if he was playing, like.
Didn't matter. He couldn't stop that. Now, what he's trying to stop is the sale. So, you know, it's a 50-50 sitch there. So
I just think one of these people is delusional and the other one thinks that they are pulling off. Whatever look. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I think one person, Oates, me, is like, look, dude, we got to get out of this game. Like, Taylor Swift, Bieber, fucking everybody is seeing the writing on the wall.
Uh-huh.
Daryl, why can't you just accept that, like, it's done?
Yeah. That's classic Oates right there. That's what a little sack of Oates would say. You know, Daryl's just know like, I'm single, baby.
Katy Perry is selling her entire catalog, and you're going to hold on to Maneater?
Katy Perry doesn't have the talent.
Don't
that a
make
Daryl
Bob
Hall
go
has.
Through her fucking list.
She didn't
either.
Write the songs. That's the difference. So
that's fair.
All right, that's fair.
Try writing all those hits by yourself.
Springsteen just sold. I mean, it's like.
But he did it himself, dude. You
I know?
Know,
but. So did I.
I'm with you.
And Daryl Hall.
Yeah. James.
She's a bed eater.
Yeah, she's a bed wetter. She's a bad eater. Why now, boy? Do you love?
Ghost bed, here we come.
She's a bed eater. She eats on a bed.
Yeah.
Jesse,
you
eat
on my gosh. Yeah. Are you talking about me?
Yes, I'm talking about you.
Oh.
You want to tell people you eat on the bed?
All the time.
Yeah. But that's how hot she is in real life, that I don't kick her out of bed.
I don't eat like...
For eating crackers.
I don't eat crackers in bed.
Every
I eat
night.
Like a soup.
Every
I eat
night.
Soup.
And a cracker. It's a soup and a cracker or a cheese and a cracker, and I allow it.
Whatever, dude.
Because you're so hot that I don't kick you out of bed for eating crackers. Okay?
Thanks.
Now, if you have a lady by your side every single night that is so hot that you wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers, get her the best. Get her a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off. Everything in the entire store with the promo code drinkingbros at checkout right now. Let's go. Let's do it, Jabes. Let's you and me just run away and do it.
What? Why?
Oh, we already have a mattress. Sorry. We already have a ghost bed. We already have a ghost bed. Sorry. I was like, oh, do we have a ghost? I don't know.
Yeah.
I got caught up in my own read, and I was like, man, wouldn't that be nice to squire her away and just lay with her in a ghost bed? And now I'm living out somebody else's dreams, you know? Turn that dream into your own reality, friends. 50% off the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout.
Whoa.
50% off mattresses, sheets, pillows, adjustable bases, all of it. Load up the carts as high as it'll go. When you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. And guess what? The 50% off savings is still good with that. Enjoy it for the holiday season. They're going to take it down after Christmas, so do this now, all right? Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. JB's.
Woot woot.
Woot woot.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Load up for the holidays.
For you and all my friends.
Be a little Santa. Be a little Santa in your neighborhood and just hand out hard AF.
Be a little Santa.
Dress up like Santa and hand out hard AF.
Be a little Santa in there. I'm looking through all the stores right now. Damn it, Ohio. You've rocked the shit.
Mm-hmm.
You've rocked the shit. We're in 60 locations already in Ohio. We just opened up there. I'm looking at Hot Rods Food Mart on 1616 Coshocton Avenue in Mount Vernon, Ohio.
Gosh, that just rolls off the tongue,
doesn't
huh?
it? Son of a
click,
bitch.
Click function.
Kenny Road Market and 4658 Kenny Road. I know where that's at. Let's go, dude. Look at you. There's one for you on here. Tobacco International.
Shut up,
that's
bitch.
That's on 13th Avenue. Yeah, I know exactly where that is. We can get your vapes there and get some hard AF seltzers.
They don't have my vapes there.
They sure do.
Nope, they only have my vapes at Circle K.
Come on. That's not true, is it?
It is true.
All right.
I'm a special gal.
We don't have a deal with Circle K yet, all right? But we got to deal with a lot of other people, like Total Wines. We're in every single Total Wines. All throughout the Southeast down there. Wilmington, North Carolina, the new one is open right now. Randall's, it's open. Nice. You love Randall's.
I do.
I know.
It's my favorite.
Whiskey Creek Trail down there. Let's go, dude.
That was impressive. That was impressive.
I love it.
To be going to Whiskey.
Fucking our old haunt,
Trail,
dude.
I know.
Drinking some hard AF seltzers.
I know.
Can't wait to go back in a few weeks. Looking forward to it. My God, man. Look, kids, we're available in Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, the entire eastern seaboard of North Carolina, and Ohio. We started off in Columbus, slowly branching out there. Mount Vernon has got some, along with Coshocton now. Washington, Ohio's got it. Lucasville, Ironton, Dublin. Woo, woo. That's Urban Meyer's Pine House out there in Dublin, Delaware, Chillicothe. I can smell that paper scent in the air driving down the highway in Chillicothe right now. Buy a 12-pack. Support us and support the show, God damn it.
Buy.
Just buy it. Right? We can't live.
We're fine.
Can't live if you don't buy it, all right?
No. We're fine. We just want you to
find a store locator and click on your city or zip code there on hardafseltzer.com. Have them take it to the new the closest location. If it's not by you, we can still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you that you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it. I went to a PXG location for a fitting. There was one right down the street here in Austin, Texas, and the PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000+ for unreal forgiveness. That's ridiculously high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play, so you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology, and you get incredible ball speed that pushes distance to the absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, no sacrifices. The word game changer. has been thrown around so much, it's lost its meaning. Trust me when I tell you that PXG Driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/Ross Patterson and use the code Ross Patterson at checkout. That's pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Yeah. Like, if this was 50-50, I want to get out of the game because I can see the writing on the wall.
Sure.
You're delusional and you think that people actually think the blonde hair is natural and you're still going on tour.
Yeah.
Like, we've got to stop this, dude.
And by the way, as far as selling the catalog goes, I couldn't agree with you more. You can't take it with you.
Well, thank you, Daryl. I mean, this is the first time you're ever saying that to me.
Get the fucking check.
Finally, we're on the same page.
And get us paid. But yeah, dude, it's still going on. But Oates was the one dude who went behind his back and never had a combo.
You have to with Daryl Hall. I mean, he is.
Daryl Hall would have loved that money. We've never had a chance to talk to Daryl. All right? You're speaking out of school here, Jesse.
No, I think he tried to talk to him, and Hall was just like, get out of here, Oates.
Yeah.
I'm on tour, motherfucker. Ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Ever heard of being on tour,
I'm
Oates?
I'm playing Cabo tonight, motherfucker.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm playing a yacht in Saudi Arabia this weekend, you fucking dick. Oates. But
I'm playing Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville in Bahamas at 2 p.m.
I'll be in Hollywood, Florida at an Indian reservation casino January 27th through the 30th. You can come, you can fucking leave and sell the catalog.
That's a really good...
Daryl Hall, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We've got listeners here today, so like, I wanted to give it my all on a Daryl Hall impression, obviously. But it turns out the person really has it all together, really all tuned in. It's Aaron Rodgers. Gosh, I hate to say, you guys were right. You guys were right.
Yep.
There was a lot of laughter on this show when I said Aaron Rodgers wouldn't be back. You guys said, no, he'll come back from Achilles.
He'll come back.
This year.
He will himself.
79 days since Achilles surgery. He's back on the field and he's at practice. Bob, can you show that? So a buddy of ours, Nick, sent this to me. He's a diehard Jets fan.
Mm-hmm.
Sent this to me, and I go, man, I read the article, but I was like, is he at practice? I was like, I was recording, I couldn't see it or whatever. And he goes, he sent me the video, and I was like, oh my God, he's doing dropbacks and like long passes. What the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
Blue of Earth did this to him, and we need to start giving her credits here.
I don't know if they're still dating.
It's on Twitter.
Yeah, I think he just has seen the light. Basically, and maybe learn some stuff from her, but he is taking it.
Or did he take all her crystals and magic and decide?
Oh, well, he still has crystals from Danica.
Sure does. But
Danica was crystal gal?
Yeah.
Suck up all of this girl's Blue of Earth crystals to heal his Achilles, and now he's gone? Just show me the fucking video, Bob. It's a, just He's a simple drop back. You know?
He's getting to it.
It's not showing up.
It's not showing up.
Put it right there. There it is. Boom. Look at this. Watch this. And they put, and NFL Network put it in slow-mo.
He does not look at it. They,
he looks great. This is all in slow motion. Look at that. Look, he drops back.
Oh.
Four-step drop back. Look at this. Watch this bomb he throws, dude. It keeps going.
It's a little rickety, huh, guys?
Rumor has it that ball actually ended up in Lake Minnetonka, Minnesota. That's how fucking far he threw it. You see that, dude? Look at that. Fakes the handoff.
By the way, I wouldn't put it in slow motion.
Checks his
really
first read.
Feel every
first read's not open. Oh shit! There's Garrett Wilson up over the top, dude. I'm going with the deep ball, brother.
Does he have like braces on or something?
Look at that tight spiral. Braces on his teeth or his legs?
No, like his leg. It just looked real.
Look at this.
Rickety.
It looks
man.
Great. Now this video is pretty funny.
What is it?
It's a guy barbecuing saying this is what happens when he'll drop back to pass.
Yeah, this is what's going to happen.
He's going to fall off
that
the boat.
That is good.
It's going to fall right off the bone there. And
can you imagine? The leg just fucking.
Right off. Yeah. Dude, and it's just bone. Just bone on
It'd
ground.
It'd be like a Jeter. Remember when Jeter?
Yeesh. I'll never forget that. Were you and I watching that together?
No, I just remember it. No, because it was. What year was it?
What year did Jeter retire? When was it?
It's either watching with my dad or you, but I just remember him jumping up and the. Didn't even do anything, and the foot just fell right off his body.
Right off his body.
That was like, oh, we're too old.
Bob's
we're
got
too
old. Oh, shit, is this from Aubrey Marcus?
Aubrey has chimed in on You're the Aaron Rodgers comeback.
You're kidding me.
Whoa.
There we go.
Getting Aubrey Alley?
I know.
Yeah,
Delco, did you not see this? Where you been?
Man, did you stop following Aubrey Marcus?
He hasn't been going down the alley,
or
dude.
Did he block us?
I don't follow Aubrey. I usually get sent Aubrey content.
Okay.
No, he didn't block us.
He's unaware of us.
I know. That's.
I don't think.
I think we're giving ourselves a bit too much credit if we think if Aubrey even knows what the hell is going on here.
No, still good. I just haven't followed him yet. Shit. Probably should.
Set a goal so big, you can't achieve it until you grow into the person that can.
Yeah.
And then Aubrey says in his caption, in his own Instagram caption, throw an iron goalpost in your path. And even if you don't make it through, that iron will sharpen your metal. Now, metal, the wordplay.
Yeah.
Does he know how football's played?
Yeah. It sounds like he's pretty aware.
Yeah.
What does he think you do at the goalpost?
Yeah, he played basketball at Westlake, so I don't know if he played football.
Yeah, because it sounds like he doesn't understand.
Hey, guys, Aubrey's on a roll here. Continue.
Yeah, my brother, Aaron Rodgers, 12, has set one of these goals. The fastest anyone has come back to play football after an Achilles rupture is Cam Akers at 5.5 months. Aaron is trying to do it in 3 months. Whether he succeeds is not the point. Who he becomes from this goal will change his life.
It's going to be a man without an Achilles.
Yeah.
Ask the Jets fans go ahead.
But if I was a betting man, I would bet he does. Lion, fist emoji, heart on fire.
Obviously. Hey, there's Brent Pella again underneath that.
Brent Pella's a huge Aubrey guy.
He's a big Aubrey guy.
What's Brent's
I
coming?
I think he's in on the bit.
I don't think he is. He's ironic.
Say? No, say what. Read
he
Brent's
says,
quote.
My patient is on the path to a full recovery. Prayer hands. Boom.
Okay. I don't know if he's in on the bit. Brent hit me up the other day.
Why is he saying my patient?
I think Rogers.
Is Brent Pella's patient?
Maybe.
Maybe
he's fucking homies with Aaron Rodgers.
How do you guys all have to
it,
talk
dude?
In just these fucking weird puzzles?
Who?
Dudes.
When?
You,
when
all
did
you
I,
guys.
When did I ever talk in a weird
just
puzzle?
Say what you mean and mean what you say, Daryl.
Man, that's deep. That's really deep. I say what I mean every fucking day. What's going on here in these photos, guys?
You know, obviously I'm just IG cruising while you guys chit-chat.
Sure.
Yeah, anyway. Don't get him started on
Aubrey
Party.
How long
Aubrey
ago is
party.
This? Is right, this is the post before the
November
post.
10th.
This is November
okay.
10th.
She said, ready for Thanksgiving.
I thought I was going to skip Burning Man this year, which is a lie. Starts with a lie.
Yeah.
And then Arcadia Festival was like, nah, bitch, ceremony begins. What an epic festival. Thank you to all the beautiful souls that came to experience this more beautiful world we co-created for 4 days in all of its frequencies.
Yeah.
Now back to work. We've got a lot to do and all of life to be fighting for. cross swords.
Sure.
Heart on fire.
What's that
Love
work
is One,
he's
right?
Doing?
I bet Love is One was there.
Yeah. Yep. So he's got a big sort of, I don't know, incense cigar there. Who the fuck knows?
Sage?
It's just a straight up.
He's got a mouthful of sage.
He is.
Oh, maybe, huh?
I don't know.
I mean,
I'm not really sure.
At some point, he just watched Matrix Resurrection or whatever the second one is and was like, that Zion scene is my whole personality.
Yeah.
No, you literally, Bob, if you went one time to Burning Man, you would have all of the things in your, like,
you would get
all
it.
Of the sayings, all you would get it. You would come back, obviously.
Honestly,
but.
I assume if I took some drugs, walked into a, like, insane orgy in Burning Man, and then walked out 5 hours later, I'd be changed.
And then
you'd be like, can I do this every day?
Yeah, I'd be like, nothing else matters.
Right. And they're like, you can.
I was alive then. I'm not alive
I
anymore.
I need a couple mil in the bank, and I just need to send, like, a sense of purpose. And I got to go on that journey.
I'm alive now. I wasn't even. I was dead before.
Yeah. God damn it, dude.
I do really. Don't you think Bob would like
have
an awakening? Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
And he would say stuff not ironically.
No, but the problem is you've got to be really fucking rich to do this shit and actually enjoy it the way you want to. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just walk in there as a poor man.
Hold on. You're wrong. If you're a dude, you have to be really rich.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's like Vegas, right?
Yes, correct.
Yes.
Chick can walk
sorry.
In anyway.
Yes.
Or just like the world, right?
Right. Like hot-ass Jessie could walk in and have, you know, the time of her life, you know?
At where?
At Burning Man, you know?
I don't know. They're on another level, these gals.
What do you mean?
I mean, it is hard body, glitter, tan. I mean, real tan. You know what I mean? Because of their hiking and like.
One of her old coworkers
Nude.
Actually went to Burning Man.
One of what?
She DJ'd at Burning Man.
Yeah, she DJ'd.
One of our old your guys' old,
yeah, how did she come back? How was it?
This is like her third Burning Man in a row, and it has changed her, certainly.
She has cornrows now.
Oh, shit. Permanently?
I don't know.
She white?
No.
No.
Black?
Ish.
No? Okay.
I think she's Asian. I think she's like Filipino or something.
Oh, she's hijacking a culture, huh? All right.
Well. All life is cult. We're one soul.
Yeah.
And black people hijack Asian culture all the time.
I know, all the time. Man, you hate to hear that, you know? We got an update on that Diddy story, by the way. This is all real.
Yeah, I think
turns out everything is real now. Both security guards testified. Well,
I never thought
that.
It wasn't real.
They didn't testify. They said, hey, we're doing a documentary. One of them's doing a book about the real thing, and everything she said is true. And so I'm sure, because they were listed in this lawsuit, I'm sure they were called. And they were like, hey, can you back this up? And it was like, yeah, we can. And I guess it's going to get worse, they said, for him. So in the meantime, they forced him to step down from Revolt. I know you watch that TV channel all the time, but he was the head of that, and they asked him to step down. It's like the third, fourth music channel. You know, you've got VH1, MTV, CMT, and then Revolt. And I know you were glued to that all the time. And just know that he's no longer the acting president anymore. So feel free to enjoy your Revolt.
Mm-hmm.
But he's no longer there.
Yeah, I didn't think for one second that anything she was saying wasn't true.
All right.
Did any of us?
You didn't seem so sure on the last one. You were like, oh, man, she could have been saying this for money or whatever. And
I
was just like.
No, I said when I first heard it, I go, look, girl, get your, you know, when you first hear sued, blah, 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 weren't married, together for a long time, never got paid. Diddy goes and lives his life as a fucking millionaire. You don't have anything. Then it's like, yeah, get your money.
Yeah.
Get what you feel like the time was worth, whatever. And then when you really got into the ins and outs. And the real quick payoff?
Yeah.
What about that doesn't scream?
Well, there's three more lawsuits. So he's going to have to deal with those from other women. There was this weird loophole of charges that was added to New York for the Trump case. Turns out it ended up catching everybody in New York on that one. So
I know
that was
the wrong
thing to do.
When I heard that, I was like racking my brain. I was like, was anyone like even, you know, grazed? You know what I mean?
Grazed a tit
accidentally or like hit on you or whatever. Because that's really a lot of these lawsuits, groping in a bar, whatever. Yeah. And you're like, how did it get to, you know?
Oh, man, they got everybody.
So I'm just like,
I
was racking my, is there any way that I could get on this thing? And I can't.
So, Bob, I think it's called the Adult Survivor Act. That's what it was called. And they enacted it for 1 year and 1 year only in the state of New York to get Trump on that E. Jean Carroll fucking horseshit.
So they did. I mean, they even got Harvey Weinstein again on this, which is like,
Weinstein again.
The point.
They got, who did they get? Jamie Foxx. They got two more in Diddy. Cuba. They got, they went back and got Cuomo.
Cuomo, Cuba Gooding.
Cuomo Sapien, dude. We got the Cuomo sexual.
Yeah.
He got popped again up there from that chick, the young one, who is his aide, the New York mayor, Eric Adams.
Mm-hmm.
He also got popped
for
rape in 93, I guess. So, yeah, dude.
But aren't they Italian?
Oh, they got Cuba.
Cuba Gooding Jr. Mm-hmm. Oh, did he get another one?
In 2023,
I think it was that or the other one.
Damn, dude.
Settled an ASA lawsuit. Jamie Foxx was sued under the ASA
Jamie
Foxx,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Axl Rose, but that's
right. Axl Rose. Right. Yeah.
If you just accuse Axl Rose of anything sex crime, I'll believe it.
I read the Axl Rose one, Bob. You're gonna love this. It was a penthouse pet from 1983. Now she said in the lawsuit,
"What's a penthouse pet? Is that what they call them?
Yeah, it's like a Playboy bunny, but." You know,
a penthouse pet.
Yeah, except she shows.
Jesse, you were asked to be one.
A penthouse pet.
Yeah, or was it Hustler? Which one?
Here's the difference. Just here's the difference.
Maxim.
Now imagine.
No, you did Maxim.
Hustler?
I think it was one of the.
Oh yeah, no, you're right. Wait,
you were in Maxim?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesse was in Maxim.
Oh, I didn't know.
No, it's just like it was article. I didn't do one of the. Do you know what I mean? It's like
I'll pull the pictures. Jesse's in there. You looked hot, Maxim. Do you not remember any of this?
No, my gosh. I did so many drugs. Just like all the time.
If you can find her in Maxim. That's not from Maxim. But if you can find her in, just type in Jesse Wiseman Maxim.
I mean, is it the article about Range 15?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, look at that.
I thought you were
saying
pop her
up on screen.
Because we did Maxim for Bellflower, too.
Okay, yeah, that wasn't enough res pick.
If you go, wasn't high res enough?
No.
It's like in these little, like, four.
Well, so in the actual magazine, because I got the hard copies of it, because they were still doing that back then, and it was fun. She had a nice little spread, dude, and she looked hot.
All right, well, thank you.
A nice little spread isn't...
All right,
is it meant for something else?
It's okay, just, well, it's thank you. So,
a penthouse pet is basically like, imagine I'm a National Geographic photographer, okay?
I'm taking
pictures of beavers, all right? Now, a penthouse...
Real
beavers. A Playboy bunny just takes a picture of a beaver just standing there. But a penthouse pet is a beaver yawning.
Yes.
Got it.
Do you understand what that means?
Bob. I don't know who that was for, but I'm pretty sure it was for yourself and your own amusement. Go ahead. What are we talking about?
That was the difference. Bob, I thought you broke that down very eloquently. What he just described was the perfect depiction of the difference between Playboy and Penthouse. Penthouse, that beaver mouth ain't open. Okay.
Are you saying they're spreading it?
Yes. They spread their labia open in that, okay?
You could have just said that, dude.
And that's fun. But it's about the journey, Jesse, not the fucking destination today. God, you little sack of oats, man. It's just nuts here today. It's just nuts on this program today.
I am being such an oats
Way
today.
To go, Bob. And so here was the third one down, by the way, was Hustler. Now, Hustler was if you put a piece of wood inside that beaver's mouth. Okay? That's the difference between the three. All right? Playboy.
Are you teaching a class
to
children? Okay.
Just the beaver.
Got it.
Penthouse.
I understand.
Picture of the beaver with the mouth open.
Got it.
Hustler. Picture of the beaver with the mouth open and a piece of wood in that mouth.
Okay.
Man. And that's the difference, kids. So that's what it was like back then. We don't have that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's full penetration by three dudes and then panel.org/gov or whatever it is.
Sure.
Where mascara's running and we're all frightened for our lives here. All right. But yeah, Diddy confirmed, the security guards confirmed that.
Yes.
They're going to have to get some money, one would imagine, here. Are these docs or whatever. I mean, you're going to have a surviving Diddy series. I don't think anybody's going to be shocked by this.
No.
Because the crazy shit this man did for fucking 20 years, again, said this in the last episode. Chappelle warned us about the Cambodian breast milk. Like, there's some shit going on.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
And this is all going to be unfolded.
And it could be
now.
Like an open secret where he's like the Black Weinstein. I mean, I don't know.
I know.
I've never heard of it.
It's going to be fun stories, though.
I mean, look at it this way, though. It like, honestly, if that's what R. Kelly was doing, and all people were hanging out with him and like roughly cool with it, or maybe like, Robert, you're taking it a little far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's,
imagine.
He wasn't the only one.
Yeah.
Because
that's
they
true.
Do rappers, like, think about all the rock stars. Like, we know about David Bowie fucking for sure because she wrote about it, fucking that 13-year-old, but it was like half the rock stars in that era were literally banging Penny Lanes.
Right. So like
rappers are the rock stars of the 90s and 2000s. Like, it's not just the one.
I know. That was, and like, if you think about it, Bob, to your point, like, that whole stretch in that era was, fuck, man, it was Puff Daddy, Eminem, Dre's new album, all that other shit. Like, I even saw him on an interview talking about Mace the other day. Remember Mace?
Yes.
Yeah, dude. He had that one album that was great. And
dude,
then
I fucking love Mace, dude.
He pretended to be a preacher. So he did this interview, and they were talking about Mace was always bitching for years and years about not getting paid, everything else. And Puff Daddy was just like, man, I'm not having that. He goes, fuck this guy. And he goes, I wrote the whole goddamn album for him. He only did one album, and then he pretended to be a preacher and went around the country sucking money off of people. And he goes, then I give him the fucking rights back or whatever. He opens up his own record label, and then he gets sued by one of his artists for not paying them. Which all of that was true. And look, who knows? I wasn't in the goddamn room, right?
Sure.
If he wrote the songs, he wrote the songs. Even with Biggie, all those tracks and all that shit was all him. So who fucking knows? Not that I care. And I think it's fun. We have a little black gangster for the last 15 years that's just kind of coming up of like, all right, cool. If he would have lived his life out like that in public, it probably would have helped his persona. I didn't like the guy who wasn't shooting people inside of a club.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that guy with Jennifer Lopez.
Sure.
What I liked is the guy who pulls out his fucking pistol, slams it on the table, and has a business meeting with strangers.
Right.
Yeah, but see, that's not what he's in trouble for. In fact,
exactly.
If you're a rapper and they're like, man, oh, everybody's getting got now. Like, Diddy is getting got. Obviously, R. Kelly's already in jail. Like, dude, tell me, is there anything fucked up in your past? And if the rapper's like, no, it's cool. I just murdered a few people, but like no sex stuff. They're like, oh, cool. Oh, thank God. Oh,
Yeah. For sure.
Oh, you just ended lives. Oh, yes. Thank God. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, look at DaBaby, right? DaBaby killed somebody in a Walmart. Perfectly fine.
Oh, you're right. He blasted right in the fucking chest.
Said something about the gays, got canceled.
Yep. Yeah. Isn't that wild?
It is.
Murder, parking lot, Walmart. Like,
I was afraid you sexually harassed somebody at a club. You just shot a father of two
that
in the face.
That we can deal with. Like his fucking lawyer or whatever. He's like, oh, okay, that I can handle,
Matt,
right?
You're
that's
good on.
Straightforward,
woo!
Right?
Self-defense.
Evidence. Yeah.
Self-defense.
Well, have you been following the YSL?
You know, I was for a while, and then I fell off. Like, it never really kicked back in for me. What's the latest on that?
So they keep
it's
leaking.
It's been going on for fucking years now.
I know, because they keep leaking the jurors, and they're like, fuck, we're in danger.
Yeah, which is what it should be, by the way. We're not doing that bullshit. For Young Thug, we're talking about Young Thug, and this case has been going on for like 2 years in Atlanta. And yeah, I mean, the first year was fun. I checked out after that. So the fact that that's what it is, I didn't know that's what it was, why this is dragging out.
Because they can't get a jury.
It's great.
To be anonymous.
Good. Good.
Right.
Because the whole reason that case was even started, from what I was told, was Fannie Willis, who's the DA there, the one that's prosecuting Trump. She was a high-powered defense attorney before that, represented another rapper on his label, and the rapper's shit in his defense for another case is what led her to become the DA and file this high-profile charge against Young Thug, and now she's gotten even more bold and charged Donald John Trump. And she's a loser.
Do you think if Trump gets in office, he'll pardon Young Thug?
I sure do. I 100% do. I'm not kidding. Do you remember when he left office, who he pardoned? Kodak Black, Lil Wayne, I think there was like seven rappers total that he pardoned.
He got ASAP Rocky out of was it the Sweden or the Netherlands, something like that.
Would he have even been able to have a child with Rihanna if that was possible?
They have like three kids now.
I know. You know why they got so many kids?
It's Rihanna.
No. He's about to go to prison too, so they're trying to load it up to be like, oh, he's a father of two. Don't send him to jail now.
I'm not sure if that's their main.
It is. It's everybody's. You taught me that, by the way. I learned it from watching you, Oates.
It doesn't ever work, though.
But every person does it. Why do they all do it?
I know, but it doesn't work.
All of them do it. They're like, oh, I've got a baby. You can't send me to jail. But then they go to jail. So with him, he's looking at 25 years. Actually, this is a great segue on accident, Delco. Bob, pull up ASAP Rocky surveillance footage on Twitter. So this just got dropped maybe 2 days ago because this court case is about to start. So the problem is, they have him on camera pulling a gun on this dude in the parking lot. And now he says that this is him in the video.
That it isn't him?
Yeah. I don't know what this is, Bob, right here. Is this it? It's all in a different language here.
Yeah, I said it was, though.
Okay.
Well, someone's getting tossed by a bodyguard, I assume.
Bodyguard, yeah. Pushes him again. Keeps like getting back, get back.
Oh, I was is he on skates? No, he's being lifted.
I've never seen
walked.
Whatever video that is, but
so that's the person that he eventually pulled the gun on?
No, you see him in the video, plain as day, pulling a gun. It's not this one either. He's going to court in this one, Bob. I mean, it's pretty. I mean, he's in a full.
I mean, Rob's
is it
not
that?
There.
No.
It is. That's it.
That
right
one.
There. Boom. That's
Rob's
it,
more of a
oh,
T-Swift
dang,
guy.
You yeah. do.
All right. So there's ASAP right there. Thank you, TMZ. Boom, boom. This is it. You know where this is at. Pantages up there on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, God.
Hollywood and El Centro. And then, boom, there he is. Boom, there's the gun there. And he holds it in the dude's face and then kind of walks away. Stuff's in his waistband. Good to go. Right?
Okay.
So there's a problem here. The gun's illegal. Everything was illegal. And they were able to trace it back. I guess they fired shots a couple... like a mile down the road or whatever the fuck it is. Now, he's going with a very bold strategy here. He's saying, that isn't even me in the video, Your Honor.
I don't know.
Well, here's what's wild about
it. I couldn't see if it was really him.
So they heard gunshots a couple blocks later. Nothing happened. It was just a simple pop-off, a little celebration there.
Sure.
But there, you can see him plain as day there, but he wasn't. You don't see the weapon. Now, what they're saying is they got the weapon here, and then boom, this.
I didn't
and then boom,
see
he's
his
walking
face
home.
Plain as day.
That's what the defense is saying. So,
yeah, I'm with it.
Go. I mean, it's definitely him, but whatever.
How? Prove it. Prove it. You have to prove it.
They're going to in court. I mean, look, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. But apparently, he's trying to plea out now. So, they're trying to work it out. His first line of defense is this. It's not me. I'm not the person. I know you saw me a couple blocks later in another video. This one, that was somebody else. I was walking down the street or whatever later. One of his homies is willing to take the hit on this, I guess. But yeah.
Okay.
The goal here, the whole strategy, allegedly, is just to plea out of this. Maybe do a thing from the house, you know, so you can keep continuing to have sex with Rihanna and enjoying your $1 billion because she's worth $1 billion. So.
Yeah, I just don't even know what you would get for that.
For pulling a gun on somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah, California, you get 25 years.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Now, if it was Texas, you get free stubs. You get free barbecue. You know, it's like, here you go.
But you can't see in the video what the other guy did.
It doesn't matter. It
could be self-defense.
The gun charges in California are so fucking gnarly that it's like, sorry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, 25 years for that right there.
Again, I don't see him play as day.
Holloway just
plain
walked in.
As day.
Holloway just walked in. Hey, what are you getting in California for putting a gun in somebody's face? Dan? They're trying
he
to get
never
him for
gets
25
caught.
Years.
Dan never... No, ASAP.
ASAP Rocky. Because you can't just pop a gun in somebody's face in L.A. Brandishing, yeah, it's something else too. Yeah. Anyways, 25 is what they're trying to get him for. And
I'm just saying, I don't see his face. So
hey, then you should be on that jury.
I should be. I should be on every jury. I look at evidence only.
You get in there and you're
hard,
like,
physical.
I don't see shit. That's what you would say to the judge. Hey, judge, I don't see shit.
No, it's just like when the defense is talking, I go, oh, okay. And then when the prosecution, I go, well, no, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Whoever's talking,
do you say it out
I'm
loud?
Gonna believe. Yes.
Oh.
I go, well, now you have a point, there, ma'am.
Yeah, ma'am. Well,
now, but
this?
Now you're sounding right. I go, you know.
Yeah.
And I go, now I like you.
No.
Anyways.
Yeah. Last but not least, here, Jabes. Oh, our sweet, sweet B Coops. He's got a movie coming out. Maestro.
Yes, we've talked about it.
We sure have.
With the nose?
With the nose.
Sure.
Everybody was wondering what was going to happen.
Black and white.
The first reviews are out. It is a masterpiece. And they say Bradley Cooper deserves an Oscar for this performance. So there you have it.
Right.
Jabes. Jew nose, Jew face. It was all worth it. It was all worth it if he gets that Oscar.
Howard Stern asked him the other day if he could choose between him winning the Oscar for Best Actor, Best Director, his co-star winning Best Actress, yep, or the Eagles winning
a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Which did he choose?
Eagles.
He sure did.
Yep.
He sure did.
And I really like that about him.
Yeah. So do I.
Because he'll be like super actor-actory.
Yeah.
And then the next minute will be like, fuck the Oscar. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Go Birds.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like
too.
The duality. You don't want a crime corner?
Do you have
one
today?
A nature?
We got a nook and a corner.
Do you really?
What do you want? Do you want nook or corner?
Let's get nooked up. What
That's
do we do?
Good.
A crime corner.
It's a video,
let's
right?
Let's get nooked up today.
Let's go nook really quick.
Do we
quick.
Have a video for?
For nook, yeah.
For nook? Let's do it, dude. Oh, fuck yeah, dude. This song comes on. Penis gets real hard.
Well, interesting to see that.
Shit, I was short one this time. God
Ooh,
damn it, dude.
That's an omen. You better be careful today.
Ah,
be careful on the streets.
I will.
Bad things happen when you mess up that.
No, I
All
know.
Right.
So here's the headline.
Okay.
This bat uses its extra long penis like an arm while mating.
Bob, it says huge penis. I'm sorry to correct you there. On
Dude,
that
that's
one.
The video.
That's the
title.
Video, but I, he has a headline for the story.
Oh, gotcha.
But same diff. Bat uses its huge penis like an arm during sex.
Okay.
So this bat, when aroused, grows a penis out of its body that it can
as
use
you do.
As an arm.
Okay.
Yeah. When erect, the penises of male serotine bats are 7 times longer than female bats' vaginas and 7 times wider than the female's vaginal openings.
Oh, boy.
Video?
Yeah.
Video.
Here's a video.
We just wanted to set it up for you.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
So what are we... We're going to see what we're looking at here.
Oh, here is... You're going to catch it in a sec. Now, he's kind of just pinning it. There it is.
Okay.
Right there.
Oh, boy.
The music? We're going to get dinged for the music. Okay, so that...
Oh.
Comes out. Okay.
He uses it to kind of hold her down. Third arm.
Yeah. All right, right.
Because I don't think the wings are super useful.
No, they're not.
Ugh. How many penises do they... One?
Just the one, and he kind of like just docks it up front, but he uses it to pin her down. He can't put it in her. He's got to pin her down with it.
Okay.
With his giant... Now, 7 times... Imagine if your penis was 7 times wider...
Sure.
...than a vaginal opening. You would essentially be sporting something roughly the girth of like a 2-liter Coke bottle and a half.
Oh, boy. I'm going to be sick on this program, too.
Why?
Just, I didn't need to see any of that today, you know?
Well, do you ever need to see...
No, I don't.
...huge bat penis?
Or, for example, their penis is 1/5 of their total body length. So you're 6 feet. How tall are you? 6'3", 6'4"?
6'3". 6'3" and a half. We're kissing 6'4".
Okay.
Thanks, bro.
So you'd have a dick about a foot and a half long.
It's too much. That's all of it's too much, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But it looks like there's a sweet little compartment that that stays in. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So the dick itself?
Yeah.
Does it shrink back up?
You saw it like come out of a box, really, it looked like, huh?
So essentially what happens is they use the penis specifically to swat the female's tail out of the way. So when she's like, no, stop, he uses his own dick to be like, get out of here. I'm doing what I want.
It's a utility appendage.
Sure. Sure.
Right. So you're welcome. What? What else?
They go typically, it lasts for about an hour, but one pair banged for 13 hours.
A pair of bats?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the arm?
Yeah, with the arm dick.
Gosh, man.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
No.
Nobody. Anyways, you're welcome. And happy holidays
with that one, man.
Huh?
That one's rough.
Happy holidays.
That one's rough, you guys. We ended on a dark note this week, you know?
It's not dark. It's nature, dude.
We ended on a note of love.
Yeah.
All good on that. Don't need to see that picture in my face anymore, Bob. You know?
Yeah, that's Love Nook right there.
It froze
Gonna need it out of my face, all right?
No, sorry. He can't change it. It's like the internet's being so weird. It has to stay right there.
Just looks like a turkey neck, you know?
Yeesh. Can't do that.
It really does look like the balls are on the end.
Can't do that.
Anyways.
All right.
Like instead of a head, it's balls on the end of the... That's cool.
No, it is cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. Balls on the end. You know? Reverse shaft in it.
All right, Daryl Hall. Yeah. Let's go.
All right. I love you, my little sack of oats. Thanks for tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes. Rate this show a 5-star. And leave a quick review. You're not doing it. So go do it, okay?
Well, some people are doing it, and thank you.
Not enough, dude. Just go. Just go and fucking press the button, dude. Same with Spotify. Then you can just walk away. Do whatever you want today, okay? You control your own destiny, right? Aaron Rodgers got up after 79 days of Achilles surgery and just fucking threw a football over a mountain. You can do whatever you want. Press a button and rate the show a 5-star, okay? For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. my little sack of oats, I'm Daryl Hall. It's the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.